Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And now it's time for a special Hit and Run, Chicago's premier baseball show, starring Matt Spiegel.
A swing and a line drive, center field, shallow. That's going to be a base hit. Everyone moves up 90 feet. Cubs lead 1-0.
Jackson Merrill, left-handed batter, 1-for-2. Hits a ground ball to short. Swanson's got it. Steps on the bag, throws to first. Double play.
And the 1-2. A little line drive.
Caught by Horner. Great catch by Nico Horner.
And now Bush drives one in the air. Deep right field.
This ball's got a chance. Gone.
Michael Bush, one of the hottest hitters on the planet, going into this playoff.
I'm swinging a high fly ball to center. Heat Pro Armstrong is there. He's waiting. He's waiting.
He's got it.
The Cubs have won the ball game. They have won the National League Wild Card Series battle against San Diego.
The Cubs win game 3. They will advance and head to Milwaukee.
And I hear Milwaukee is pretty this time of year.
We're going to find out.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Well, well, well. How about this, people? It is a Saturday in October. And it might very well be the best day of the baseball season. You leave that music up there, Adam Studzinski. You leave that music up because, damn it, it's Hit and Run, and we don't get to do this all the time. So often, we are done when football season comes. Bring up the low brass! But we get bonus Hit and Run when there is playoff baseball, and hot damn it, there is. Good afternoon, everybody. Or good morning, everybody. I don't know. It's brunch time. That's what it is. Maybe you're having brunch. Maybe you've already had brunch. Maybe you're on your way to brunch. Maybe you're in your car on your way to Milwaukee. Bam! Let's hear from you if you are, by the way. Maybe you are home in the garage, chilling out. Maybe you're getting ready to mow the lawn. Do you still mow the lawn in October? Yeah, probably one time. I know, for me, I'm hanging out talking baseball with you, and I am thrilled to do so. Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run right here on The Score. It is hot baseball show on baseball show action as we follow inside the clubhouse. That is all happening because today is game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Brewers from Milwaukee. Pregame coverage coming up in 90 minutes at 12:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch starting at 1:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on 670 The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Immediately following the postgame show, Judson Richards will have live reaction to game one right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Look, it is a crazy time to be on The Score and to be part of the Cubs Radio Network, as we all are. And there is activity between now and every game, whether it's in Milwaukee or at Wrigley, that we'll tell you about, including your chances to win tickets to Game 3 at Wrigley Field. You're listening to 670 The Score, and I am broadcasting to you live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Look, your phone calls and your texts are not merely welcome. They are elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. So hop on in at your convenience at 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls and your texts. We're going to do Team of the Moment later on. You know what the Team of the Moment is? I'll tell you right now. It's the Milwaukee Brewers. And they have been at multiple times during the course of the season because the Brewers have been the best team in baseball. But does that mean they are the best team in the postseason? Oh, hell no. Not necessarily. Their history shows that they often get beat after great seasons in the playoffs, because everybody does, because the playoffs are a tiny little sample. In no other sport is the postseason as vastly different than the regular season as it is in baseball. All of the spreadsheet math, all of the tendencies writ large, all of the roster building and the organizational building that you zoom out and try to think about a long run of sustained success with, all of that stuff, frankly, today in one game, this series in five, a postseason where the Cubs need 11 more wins, all of that stuff fades away. Now it's the humans. Yes, it's the managerial decisions for sure, but those should be informed, frankly, by the humans. And then the humans get a chance to play well or not. For example, Pete Crow Armstrong's adjustments between Game 2 and Game 3 of the Padres series, my goodness, I can't stop thinking about it, frankly, because it shows you what you have to do every day as a baseball player and what you have to do in the postseason as a baseball player. It's not like all these guys just arrived to the postseason after a circuitous route of the year and then get to show up as whatever they are. No, they still have to be there every day. They still have to adjust every day and maybe come in and out of slumps, because that's the way these things go. And, you know, seeing PCA break out in a Game 3, and I'm not saying he's going to be great today and the rest of the way. I'm saying that he made great adjustments, and he should stick with that until he has to make another adjustment. And who knows when that's going to be. It reminded me of the 2016 postseason, and how those players in a long run, in a five-week postseason, went in and out of slumps. Do you remember that? Can you get yourself in touch with that? The last deep, long playoff run that the Cubs made, and you dream of making them, have another, and you getting to watch them have another. Players are cold, and then they are hot, and then they might get cold again, and they might not feel great, and then they might feel good again. So this idea of confidence and this idea of getting in the good headspace, it continues into the postseason. Like Brad Keller, it's not just hitters we're talking about. Brad Keller was a mess in the ninth inning the other day. Brad Keller might get a shot in the ninth inning today. Can't be a mess. Whatever was going on with him, hopefully he talked about it, dealt with it, feels better about it. His confidence is rebuilt. And we saw that during the course of the year, right? Daniel Palencia fell apart in terms of confidence and composure in late August and September. You saw it. If you were watching, you started to have doubts about Palencia as a closer. You know you did. I was there the day that he blew up the shoulder, and that happened after the inning blew up because he was a mess, because he couldn't spot the fastball, and his slider wasn't doing anything, and he knew it. And he was an absolute mess and gave up all those runs and then tried to overthrow to feel better about himself and blew out his shoulder. It's frankly a shocker to me that he came back. I thought he was done for a year when that happened, the way that he collapsed on the mound. But no, not only is he back, but the coaching staff, the medical staff, everybody, whoever, his teammates, they've done an incredible job rebuilding his confidence in just a couple of weeks. And now Daniel Palencia might play an incredibly important role today. Middle innings or late, I don't know. Baseball's postseason is awesome. And today might be the best day of it. We have four games beginning at 1 o'clock with the Cubs at 1:08. There are four games wall to wall today. Every 2 hours, another one starts. There are eight fan bases today with perfectly valid World Series dreams. No one is trailing in their series. No one feels inferior, at least they shouldn't, as compared to their opponents. If you're the Blue Jays, hell, you feel better than the Yankees. You won the division. They didn't. If you're the Tigers, you survived and advanced past Cleveland. Your collapse is but a memory. Let it go. If you're the Mariners, maybe this is your time. The Mariners, folks, have never been to a World Series. Consider me a Mariners fan for the remainder of this American League playoff run. They've never gotten there. Not the Edgar Martinez teams with Griffey and Randy Johnson. They never got there. Not the 116-win team from 2001. They never got there. I mean, good luck to the Mariners, although their ace Brian Wu is off the NLDS roster. You know? So, look, there are all kinds of teams going with long droughts. The Tigers haven't won a World Series in 41 years. Maybe it's because I'm a certain age, but I didn't feel like it was that long. I remember Jack Morris and Dan Petrie and Milt Wilcox and that Tigers team. But no, it's been 41 years. So look, there are all kinds of teams with droughts. The Cubs, they've got a 9-year drought. And maybe now is when they can do it again. We'll talk with you all morning long at 312-644-6767. Hey, if you want to win a pair of tickets to Cubs Brewers NLDS Game 3 at Wrigley on Wednesday, stop by Dad's Place at 3369 North Clark Street in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, and you can meet Mark Grody for your chance to win. That's awesome. Good for Groats. That'll be fun. Good for you if you go out to Dad's Place. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Pre-game with Mark Grody and Budweiser, and register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser. And while we're at it, if you want to win a pair and you can't get to Dad's Place, stop by Sluggers in Wrigleyville from 7 to 8 p.m. on Monday and meet Gabe Ramirez for your chance to win. How about it? Tickets courtesy again of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Pre-game with Gabe and Budweiser. Register for a pair of tickets to win Game 3 for the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser. This Bud's for you. All right, so dig that. So Dad's Place from 5 to 6:30, hang out with Grody, and you could win tickets. If you can't get there, or if you don't win tickets there, then you go over. I mean, is that allowed? I don't know. Can you register twice? I don't know. I should check on that. Adam Studzinski, would you check on that? I mean, I don't want to tell people to go to Dad's Place and then go to Sluggers. I'm just saying that there are options.
It doesn't say you can't, right?
Right? So. It doesn't say you can't. And hell, if you've got a partner or somebody with you, you could register at one place and they could register at the other place. I mean, I'm just telling you how to game the system. Also, then you both could go to the game and register for the 50-50. Do they do the 50-50 in the playoffs? I don't remember. I didn't notice the other day when I was there. I'll be there on Wednesday. So anyway, yeah. Sluggers from 7 to 8 after you're at Dad's Place from 5 to 6:30. My goodness, this is the good stuff, people. Wall-to-wall baseball, as I mentioned, and then Cubs Brewers. Let's talk about the roster, okay? We're going to take your calls and your texts in a matter of moments, so dial it on in, and you can talk to Adam Studzinski. First time ever producing Hit and Run, Studs, or did you do it a long time ago?
I did one.
Okay.
I think with during me? COVID, yeah. I think it was okay. During COVID.
Yeah.
Because I remember Sean Anderson was still producing it.
Oh, there you go.
I filled in for him one morning. I've done it once.
I'll tell you what, man. COVID hit and run, it doesn't count. I mean, it's just like COVID playoffs. They barely counted. There were no people there. It's not the same. You and I weren't together. It's not the same. I mean, I guess it did happen.
It happened, but it didn't happen.
It did happen, but it felt empty. This feels a lot more full. Good to have you, Studs. It's nice to hang out with you today, man. I mean, this is good stuff. Look, the Cubs playoff roster is largely the same, except for the swappage of one pitcher. That said, there are things in general that I think are intriguing. It's staying with 12 pitchers. That's a big deal, as opposed to going to 13. I love that they chose to stay with 12 pitchers. What that means is both Kevin Alcantara and Moises Ballesteros get to remain on the roster. So Ballesteros could be a lefty pinch hitter. And, you know, that's a weapon. That is a weapon of a bat. Had a great moment in Milwaukee earlier in his season with a bases clearing double to the opposite field. That kid can just hit. I love that he's on the roster. And Kevin Alcantara's there. Alcantara is a backup defensive outfielder, just in case. He is a pinch runner, just in case. And oh, by the way, I would love to see him get an at-bat against a lefty, when needed. In terms of righties off the bench, I'd rather see Alcantara get an at-bat than Willie Castro get an at-bat. You'll see Justin Turner first in a situation like that, of course. But then it might be Alcantara. Alcantara crushes lefties. At least he did so in the minors. I'm a believer in that kid and his potential. And I feel like kids like that matter. I'm glad Billy Hamilton is not here as just a speed weapon. Alcantara's fast. He's not quite as blindingly fast and great on stolen bases. But it's a team full of good base runners. I like that decision. And I'm glad that Carlos Santana was not promised anything in terms of, yes, you'll be on a postseason roster, at least so far, because he doesn't deserve to be on this roster. So I'm glad he's not here among the 14 position players, because that's what 12 pitchers means. And then in terms of the 12 pitchers, I'm cool with Aaron Civale, who is a veteran and knows how to do a lot of things. He can give you the length that Javier Assad could have given you. To me, and you've got Colin Ray also. If you need bulk length from righties, both Civale and Ray could give you that. And Civale is also wily enough to come in a short situation if need be. What's fascinating is the appearance of Ben Brown on this roster. My God, we have talked a lot about Ben Brown this year, folks, haven't we? I am surprised that they trust Ben Brown, because I have not thought that they do trust Ben Brown. And so from their perspective, I have not understood the approach with him all year long, frankly. He was never given a chance after like the first quarter of the year when he was given a chance to start, and I was cool with that. To me, it became evident that dude has two pitches he trusts and that's it. And they're not quite dominant enough to be a two-pitch starting pitcher. So instead, what you ought to do on a team like this is put him in the bullpen as one of your short relief weapons. Let him rear back and throw. Raise that 97, 98, maybe even to 99 or a hundo. Maybe even get it up there. Especially if you focus on that. You let him know that that's all he's got to do. We see it happen all the time. They never really gave him a shot to do that. The entire second half of the year, I kept expecting that. Instead, they sent him down. They still had him being used as a bulk guy, as a starter at times. Never given a chance to what he could have been, to be what he could have been during the course of the season. Well, now, here we are. That's what they're asking him to do. Is he ready? Is he ready to do what they're clearly going to ask for him to do, which is come in and get a big strikeout? And Craig Counsell said as much. We'll play it later. He's got strikeout stuff. Can he come in cold off the bench in a big, big moment and get two outs, get two strikeouts, maybe face a lefty in between, because they do like him against lefties because of that vicious curve? You know, and so look, I think he's useful there. I think it's weird now that he hasn't really had a lot of practice being that. So mentally, is he ready for that? Routine-wise, is he ready for that? Psychologically, is he ready for that? I don't know. I don't know. They know him better than I do, of course. So maybe he is. I'm glad to see his stuff on the roster. I'm confused by the approach during the year, and I worry about him from a psychological and emotional makeup perspective. And I don't know as much as they do, so I hope that that works out. Look, here's the big point I want to make about bullpen usage around the league and MLB. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run. Next segment and beyond, we will take your phone calls. So line them up at 312-644-6767. But you see it all around the league in the playoffs. Starters getting used less, unless you're Garrett Crochet or Cam Schlittler, or frankly, others in that series as well. Max Fried got used a bunch. You know, there are some guys who do get used a lot. It was not the story with Blake Snell. Well, actually, Blake Snell did get used a lot because he was super efficient and the Reds just stunk. They were an embarrassment. Sorry, Ryan Porth, but the Reds were an embarrassment. Anyway, you saw starters getting pulled in the first, in the second, in the third, in the fourth, and certainly before the fifth. You saw it all over the league, okay? There is a truth about bullpen usage in the playoffs that has to be discussed. And a very good baseball writer whose work I enjoy and have for a long time, Travis Sawchik, pointed it out, and he shared a chart that I will tweet right now. And it is simply the weighted on base average for each time a pitcher faces a hitter during the postseason over the last 5 years. If you don't know what weighted on base is, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. There are a few different stats that, you know, stat guys will use, whether it's WRC plus, whether it is runs created plus, whatever. In this case, it's weighted on base. Okay. So look, are guys getting on base against relievers, against pitchers, when they face them multiple times during a postseason? Okay. During the same postseason. And the truth is, maybe unsurprisingly, but now definitively with this chart, and you've seen it already this year, the more times a pitcher faces somebody, the better the hitter does. Period. Okay? The numbers skyrocket. So when you get to game three of, say, Cleveland and Detroit, and those Tigers hitters have seen the three different Cleveland bullpen weapons who pitched in all three of those games. Hunter Gaddis was one of them. Okay? The Tigers hitters not only are more confident because they've seen him, but they are scientifically and technically more comfortable because the stuff is the same and there it is. And pitchers, relievers don't throw that much in terms of variety. As we know, the more they get used, the more gettable they are. Folks, Cleveland was in position to win that series, but those three bullpen guys who got used in all three games all blew up in game three of that series. So look, the more you use your bullpen guys, the easier they become to hit as a series or as a postseason goes on. This is why at least one Cubs starter, maybe two, maybe three, ought to go longer in this series than they went against the Padres. It's a different series. It's five games. And I know that there are off days between one and two and three, which makes it tempting for Craig Counsell to use the bullpen guys even more. But I'm telling you, and I think Craig kind of knows it. I think he sort of hinted at it in one of his answers. And I'm sure these conversations are taking place. I guarantee you that Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins, Tommy Hotovy now are aware of the stats I just gave you, are aware of this trend. They watched the Cleveland bullpen blow up in game three against Detroit. I guarantee you these conversations are happening. I don't know if it's going to be Matthew Boyd today, who's on 3 days rest coming off 58 pitches with a little bullpen warm up in between. And I don't know who it's going to be tomorrow, whether it's or on Monday. I suspect it'll be Shota Imanaga. And maybe it will be Shota. If Shota's rolling, I'll tell you right now, if Shota's rolling through four, let him go. If he's rolling through five, let him go. I thought they could have done so with Jameson Taillon in game three. And if Taillon ends up getting game three in Chicago on Wednesday, and he's rolling, he's a good version of himself, you let him go. Especially with game four, potentially the next night. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but this is the thought process I want Craig Counsell to bring in. Let your starters go a little bit longer in this series. I know it worked out the way that he's done it. I applaud the way that he did it. But as the series go on, the usage gets different. And I don't think you can be as quick with the trigger, as quick with the hook in this round and beyond as you were in a three-game wild card series. These different rounds have different lives. All right, I wanted to make sure I got to that in segment number one. We've got a lot to get to. Excited to be here. Can you tell? Can you tell, folks? It's baseball season in October. Let's effing go. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Want to hear from you, especially if you're in your car on your way up to go to the game. I want to hear about it. Did you get through the geofencing? Did you buy tickets even though your zip code is from Illinois? Did you use a friend's zip code in Milwaukee to let them buy the ticket and then Venmo them? They can't keep you out. They can't. It's Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, up until 12:30 on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I would assume it's going to be pretty similar to when they come here, you know, pretty 50-50 split. So it's a fun environment, though, you know. That's what you want. That's kind of why we play this game, to be able to play in games like this. So I think we're super stoked.
That's Sal Frelick talking about Cubs, Brewers. Man, this is going to be fun. We deserve this as a sports town. Hey, Chicago, you know you deserve it. I mean, think about it. The Bulls have been terrible. The Blackhawks rebuild is eternal. The Bears have been soul-crushing for multiple years in a row now. Nice little uptick moment for the Bears, which makes this all feel even better. The White Sox were the worst team ever last year. Then they improved by 20 games, or 19, right? And they're the second worst team in baseball this year. You know, I mean, the Cubs have been oftentimes frustrating over the last 9 years, as a run of sustained success did not really materialize the way that so many of us thought it could. Right now, this moment is damn good. And this series should be fun as hell. And the Cubs can absolutely win this series. That's a nice feeling. As I said, today in MLB with 4 games, you got 8 fan bases that absolutely feel like they could make a run. Cubs would need Cade Horton back, but why not get through this series and then have Cade Horton rejoin you in the NLCS? Wouldn't that be fun? Let's go to the phone line, shall we? It's Matt Spiegel here with you on a bonus Hit and Run on Saturday, late morning. Let's talk to Caesar, who is on his way to the game. Set the scene, Caesar. Is it just you in the car? Who else is with you?
Heck no, I'm so lucky. I'm taking both of my boys, Josiah and Javen. I got them for the weekend, heading up to the game. Super excited. Can't wait for this. We're going to have a great time.
Dude, so are you a dad with split custody who has your boys and you're taking them to Cubs Brewers? Is that what's happening here?
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely. Super excited. My boys are excited to be a part of this, so I just can't wait to have a great time with them. Go Cubs, man. I'm just super excited. I did a last-minute thing. I got the tickets at game time. I got it for an awesome price. I'm on my way up there. I'm about 15 minutes away. I can't wait.
Oh, hell yeah. Caesar, thanks for calling, man. That is some hero split custody dad action right there. I mean, come on. That's amazing. And hopefully those boys will remember it forever. Forever. That is great stuff. So Caesar and his two boys are on their way. Let's go to Ben in Queens. Ben, I got to tell you, man, I thought about you as this postseason has developed. And for those who don't know, Ben calls Hit and Run very frequently on Sunday mornings when we're an actual radio show. You know, not that today's not, but you know what I mean. But Ben, you've had positivity all year long, frankly, at times when I did not. And here we are. What's up, Ben?
Matt, I'm also sitting in my car, but that's because I was going somewhere and I turned on Hit and Run. I was like, nope, I'm parking and I'm talking to you.
Way to go.
So, Matt, I called Swirsky. I don't know if you heard it. Thursday was my birthday. The Cubs have been ripping out my heart on my birthday. They got eliminated in 2020, 2018. Yeah. They lost game two in 2008. They got eliminated in 2004 when they won actually one more game than they won in 2003. Anyway, they finally won on my birthday since 1984, which was game one against the Padres.
Wow.
So, and as you know, we've been talking for 5 years. This has been, or we've been talking for more than that, but as far as this process goes, the Cubs have built a contender. Now, as I've been saying the past couple months, and I truly believe this, the Brewers are the matchup the Cubs want. You don't want the Phillies. You do not want the Dodgers. You want the Brewers for geography's sake, for just knowing them, because Craig Counsell is in their head, because it's Brewers Cubs, because Caesar is taking his two boys there right now, and there's a bunch of Cubs fans who are going to be there. There's also going to be a bunch of Brewers fans in Wrigley. But this Cubs team, look, they check all the boxes, okay? Especially if the lineup's hot. Now, if you've seen PCA and Suzuki, if Suzuki is doing this, then we're in. And if Tucker is just decent, and if Hap, good Lord, you know, Hap, remember my big mea culpa at the beginning of the year, because I've been writing in Hap for the past couple of years, and yeah, then he's kind of been mediocre this year. Good Lord, I agree with you. He needs to be either dropped or he needs to start hitting. So maybe that double will wake his you-know-what up. But yes, Matt, I deserved that win, and I think the Cubs are going to beat the Brewers. Now, after that, boy, the Dodgers, I think they've been playing possum with all of us. Shohei Ohtani, good Lord. I mean, and I like the Mariners. I'm with
let's
you on
worry
the Mariners.
About I think, it. Hey, yeah. I like the Mariners, but let's worry about it when we get there for now, Ben. Thanks, man. Great call.
Right.
They can absolutely beat the Brewers. And then they'll need some help. They'll need some help and some magic beyond that. The Phillies are more gettable than the Dodgers are. It's part of why I'm rooting for the Phillies. I want to see Cubs-Phillies in the NLCS. I think that's a more gettable opponent, and I think that would be fun as hell. And screw the Dodgers. You know, I mean, that's they're the evil empire now. They just are. The last thing that the world needs to see is Dodgers Yankees again. We got it last year. That was fun. I'm glad we saw it. It was cool. Now let's not do that again for another 30 years. Okay, you with me? Good. Maybe 40 years. That'd be fine. But onward we go. A great text here. Spiegs, wouldn't the same what I was saying about hitters being better against pitchers the more times they see them in a single postseason? And I went on my diatribe and said that's why starters should go deeper over the course of a series. Matt, wouldn't the same be true for starters, though? Second at bats against the same pitcher shows an increase in production, and the third appearance really does. You are wrong. That's a great text. I'm glad you're furthering the conversation. Here's the thing. The starter has more variety and depth of pitches. Smart starters who know what they're doing can use stuff the first time or the second time and not the third time against a hitter. It's called pitching, not just throwing. And more starters who have that depth of pitches should be allowed to do it. Jameson Taillon is 100% that guy. Matthew Boyd, I believe, again, though not today because of the short rest, is that guy. You know, Shota Imanaga is also that guy. I mean, look around. Carlos Rodon is that guy, which is why he was allowed to stay in the seventh, and that's when he gave up a few runs the other night for the Yankees. So that goes against what I'm saying on some level. But there are pitchers who know what the hell they're doing and can use their variety as the game goes on. And that goes back to the central issue of how starters are managed right now anyway. But I'm telling you, the way to combat this is A, to let the starter who can go a little longer, and B, to just have a lot of different dudes. Like if Kittredge gets William Contreras twice, maybe the third time you go to Ben Brown against Contreras with strikeout stuff, you know, or against Churio. And I know it could be scary to see when, if you're going to see Ben Brown in a high leverage situation, there's textures that say, look, if I see Ben Brown in high leverage, I'm going to lose my bleep. I understand, but you're going to need all these guys. The way that I've thought about Ben Brown during the course of the year is the way that I thought about Michael Kopech as the Dodgers season went on. Like, that stuff is so good. Find a confident version of him and unleash him, and then you might get somebody you can actually trust in the seventh, eighth, and ninth of a World Series game. I thought that was possible with Ben Brown, and we'll see. Maybe it still is because the stuff is that good. The swing and miss is that real. So, look, you need a lot of guys. That's for sure. It's not that you need one closer anymore and one eighth inning guy. You need like five or six, like the Padres bullpen. That's what you dream of having. Kudos to Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer, who rebuilt this bullpen during the course of the year. It's very different now than it was in the first half of the season. Gone are guys like Ryan Pressly and Julian Merriweather. Remember those guys? Nate Pearson. All these people, they're gone. And now you've got this batch. So let's see what they got. 312-644-6767 is the number. Paul in Valpo, you're on Hit and Run. What's up, Paul? Welcome to Playoff Baseball.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, super excited. I love the energy. Yeah, it's going to be a great day for Playoff Baseball, especially with the Cubs kicking it off. But, I kind of disagree with Ben from Queens on Tucker needs to be average. I mean, I think this is time for him personally to make himself a lot of money, to prove why they gave up the prospects and what they did to get him. And, you know, I don't know if a wild card win is going to be enough to justify what they did to get him if he doesn't come out and, you know, yeah, Suzuki's great. I totally agree with you about the starting pitching and Counsell needing to go a little longer. But Tucker, to me, is the key. I just don't know if he's healthy enough or if he's rusty. And here's my last question for you. If he isn't back to, you know, these, you know, kind of opposite singles, opposite field singles, we're building his confidence to a better, you know, I know he's in a three spot today. If he's not producing, will he actually have Ballesteros play DH?
The stones it would take, the cojones it would take for Craig Counsell to make that call at some point in this series, man. Woo! That's big, right? But I could see it happening if Tucker looks real bad for a couple of games. If he looks real bad for a couple games, I could see it happening. I mean, I guess I could conceive of it happening. If he looks awful and overwhelmed today, could you see it on Monday? I guess it's conceivable. But then I think you've lost him then at that point. And maybe they already think they've lost him in terms of any possibility of signing him. And maybe they don't even want to. Like, to me, I hate that the business relationship would factor in. But to me, a decision like that in the postseason, I could see pissing him off and alienate him. But maybe it's worth it if it gets that bad. But boy, let's wait, though. He did have the two base hits in game three. He is in the three hole today. I thoroughly agree, Paul, that this is time. You got to do it, Kyle. This is when you need the best version of him. And frankly, that is a guy who makes a lot of contact, who doesn't strike out. Remember, this is a guy who historically walks more than he strikes out. So we need a lot of contact, but there's also got to be a little slug. if he doesn't have the slug right now because the weight support of that foot isn't there, then at least give you the contact. At the very least, give you the contact and get those hits. I'm not going to be upset if he goes 2-for-4 with two singles or 2-for-3 with a walk and two singles. And I'm not even going to be upset that he's in the three hole if he does that. If that's all he's got, then do it. But yeah, game on. The slug has to come, though, but it can. It can come. And it can come from non-Tucker people. It is conceivable. You've obviously seen it with Bush. You'll see it with Seiya. What does Seiya have? 8 straight games with an extra base hit? Man. Seiya is a really good version of himself right now. Really good version. Texter getting in. How many games is this series? I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about the basics. This is a 5-game series. Cubs have to win 3 to advance. Game 1 is today. Game 2 is Monday night. Game 3 is Wednesday afternoon now at 4 o'clock. Game 4, if it's needed, is Thursday night. Game 5, if it's needed, is a week from today back in Milwaukee. Cubs could sweep. Brewers could sweep. And then there is no Game 4. There is no Game 5. And then you're on to 7-game series in the NLCS and the World Series. Playoff baseball is its own unique beast. We will take your phone calls more as we roll on Hit and Run here on 670 The Score. We'll do team of the moment at the top of the hour. Who could it be? Who could it be? Your phone calls continuing next. Adam Studzinski is with me. It's me, Matt Spiegel, on Hit and Run on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Milwaukee, they do not like the Cubs. The Cubs don't like the Brewers. You know, there's definitely a rivalry there. So I expect it to be, you know, it's going to be pretty aggressive on both sides of the ball. You know, both teams really want to win, really competitive. You know, I think the atmosphere, the fans, you know, I think there's going to be some Cubs fans that definitely get here. But overall, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely amazing, something that we look forward to. So it's going to be really cool.
That's Matt Shaw yesterday. And man, this is a series and a rivalry that has evolved quite nicely. I'm old enough to have taken a bus trip with The Score, I believe Sports Radio 820 at the time, to Milwaukee to see a White Sox Brewers game at Fulton County Stadium. Not Fulton, but Milwaukee County Stadium, excuse me. That was in the 90s. There was a keg on the bus. I was producing McNeil and Boers at the time, and that was the Chicago and Milwaukee rivalry, was the White Sox and the Brewers in the American League. And that was, you know, the baseball version of Bears and Packers or Bulls and Bucks, right? And then came interleague play, and then came eventually the division rivalry between the Cubs and the Brewers. Because at the time, in a two-division American League, the Cubs or the White Sox and the Brewers shared the division in the American League. You know? Crazy how the thing has evolved. And now it's Cubs-Brewers, and Let's Go Cubs chants will happen in Milwaukee today. Let's Go Brewers chants will happen in Chicago on Wednesday. It's Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. Leo is in Milwaukee. I believe he's at the game. Leo, are you a Cub fan, a Score listener? Check in. Let's discuss.
Daily Score listener, daily Cubs fan. Let's go, baby.
Love it. Love it. How's the atmosphere there? Talk to me.
Going good. I'm pulling up to the tailgate right now. Things are looking good. We're hopeful. Just wanted to bring some light to, you know, looking back on this series when the Cubbies win, Cubbies pull it out. I think we're going to look back and look at Michael Busch as the MVP. You know, last series, that five-game series where we won three, I want to say the guy had like seven or eight RBIs. The guy's just been a monster. I think it's easy to see Seiya. It's easy to see Nico. It's easy to see all these guys put up the big stats. But I think Busch kind of gets, you know, doesn't get recognized all that he should. And I think we're going to look back at him being the reason we move on. Go Cubs.
Thanks, Leo, for the call. Look, Michael Busch has been the most productive slugger on this team. Not just the home runs, but the OPS. I mean, like, he's the guy. He's more productive as a slugger than Tucker and then Seiya. And obviously Pete had the great start, but then Pete slowed down. You know? I mean, Michael Busch is a dude. He has evolved into a really, really good defensive first baseman and a really good offensive player. And it has happened before our eyes, and I could absolutely see him having a great series. The fun of postseason baseball is we have no idea. Man, I get asked, like, so what do you think? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I have hopes. I have theories. I have trends that seem to be set out, you know, by the numbers writ large, as I mentioned at the top of the show. But here, I mean, game on. What do you got in the moment? What version of yourself are you in the batter's box? Are you confident? Are you comfortable? Who are you when you get out to the mound today? Today. You know, that's why baseball is that ultimate test of your psychology, of your mental state. Get yourself in a good space today, man. Whatever it takes, do what you got to do. Stick to your routine unless it's time to change your routine. You know what I mean? Good luck, everybody. Stan is in Bellwood on 670 The Score. Stan, not only is September a baseball month, but right now October's a baseball month. Let's go.
That's right, Speaks. I love you. Love you for saying that, man.
Hey, right?
Listen, I want to talk to you about the Cup series, and I do have a thought on another series over in the American League. But as far as the Cubs go, they absolutely can win this series against the Brewers. This is not about who is the better team. They play a 162-game schedule to determine that, and the Brewers prove themselves to be the best team. So that there's no argument there. But the playoffs are about matchups. This is a best of five, and I really think that the Cubs should be embracing this opportunity with no fear or trepidation. They're matched up against a team they play all the time. They know them better than any other team in the playoffs. So, of course, they can win this series. And, you know, I don't necessarily have a rooting interest either way, but, you know, the Brewers also have a postseason reputation. So, you know, all this Brewers love, you know, that can wind up, you know, slapping a lot of people in the face here. This is not a one-sided series, and I give the Cubs a big shot.
Awesome. What's your other thought on one of the other series? Go ahead, Stan.
Okay. I'm with you, Go Mariners. I heard what you said earlier about Cleveland's bullpen blowing up, because the Tigers got several looks at those pitchers. over the course of that series. But if there's one thing that I can point to, Speaks, that's bad about baseball is the fact that it took 162 games, but the Cleveland Guardians put on the greatest surge in baseball history, combined with an epic or near epic collapse by the Tigers, and then Cleveland catches them, and then right away Detroit gets another crack at them. I really hate that with a passion. I was very disheartened that Cleveland wound up giving away that series. I don't have a big rooting interest. I haven't developed one yet here in the postseason, but I am anybody but Detroit. I know that. I don't want them to win it. So that's
love it.
Go Mariners.
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate it. Yeah, I could see that, you know, not having the division rivals get to face each other in the first series when you just had the battle. I could see the appeal in not letting them face each other. Let's go to Tony in Park Ridge to round out the hour here on Hit and Run on the Score. What's up, Tony?
How you doing? I'm not comfortable at all. Yeah, I think everybody's forgot. First thing, council, he's going to get outmanaged once again. And Murphy is licking his chops. And as far as what people are feeling, all the pressure's on the Cubs and council. The Brewers are going to be free and easy. And I'm telling you, the Cubs, they got to win game one. It's a must win. And have we forgotten that who ran us down the last 2 months of the season? We were four or five, six games up on the Brewers. And what happened? They ran us down because they're the team that's hot. They're the team that's on the move, and we're the 500 team.
Hey, Tony, thanks for the call. The postseason is very different, man. Let's discuss what Tony just brought up. Is the pressure all on the Cubs? You sure about that? Pat Murphy's great at keeping a team loose. Absolutely. Playoffs? That's a different animal, baby. The Brewers have lost in the first round 4 of the last 6 times they've been in the postseason. Pressure's on them. They're the best team in baseball. They're the home team. They lose game one, pressure ramps up even farther. So look, I disagree. I disagree, but I think it's part of what makes this a great series. All right, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. If you want to hop in, we got a nice, long, chunky segment of Hit and Run. You'll also hear from Craig Counsell, who spoke today about the bullpen and more. And we'll do Team of the Moment when we come out as we keep going on Hit and Run on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.